Indoor ice rinks make figure skating and hockey possible any time of the year, but for commentator Heather Lendy, nothing compares to skating outdoors on her favorite lake in Alaska.
The ice on Chilkoot Lake is good. It's hard as jade, and the whole surface is free from snow. The ice is so clear, the mountains, trees, and pinkish sky reflect on the surface like a mirror. We all know it could be a generation before the entire lake is this smooth again. There are no Zambonis or snowblowers out here, and storms from the Gulf of Alaska can bring feet of ice-wrecking snow overnight. But today, the 5-by-2-mile lake is completely covered with ice measured in feet, not inches. Ice like this is what my skating crazy family lives for. We load up the truck at dawn, about 9:30. There's just 6 hours of dusky daylight here now. Drive to the end of the road, and then ski a mile or so along the river to the landing. I learned how to skate on an artificial rink in New York, filled with organ music and strangers in rented skates going around and around in the same direction. I can still only do crossover turns to the left. But on the lake, it doesn't matter how well you can skate. Skating on the lake is as different from skating in that rink as snorkeling in the tropics is from swimming laps at the Y. Out here, you can play a wild game of hockey or silently practice figure eights way out beyond the thwacks of sticks hitting pucks. You can stop and visit with friends, or skate all by yourself singing out loud from Broadway musicals. You can even bring the dog. We skate out about a mile to the hockey game. My youngest daughter finds a friend and they wobble off together. The scenery, rocky mountains rising straight up from the shore, and the weak northern light make the dozen or so skaters look like colorful additions to an Ansel Adams photograph. I warm up, moving out to where the ice is empty. A low rumble, like muffled thunder, breaks the silence. A pressure crack. I'm so far out, I can't even see anyone. Of course the ice will hold. Bubbles are suspended in it 4 feet down, but my heart beats faster anyway. Then I see tracks left by a lone skater repeating in a simple pattern, white on green, and follow them back to my family. It's cold and getting dark, so everyone weaves across the lake toward their skis. My friend Tom smiles and says a day like this is like a narcotic. But I think it's better, because it can't possibly be bad for you.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News.